This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in a bit, we'll get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Juju Smith-Schuster was limited in practice today with an injury. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. But, Rob, before we do that, I would like to play a very simple game. Usually, we play one gotta go. I'll give you four things, and you tell me the one that is not going to make the list. Well, you know what? We're going to do the inverse of that. I am going to give you four options, and I want you to pick the quarterback that you would take in this scenario. So what I am going to paint for you, your team is down 4 points. It is 2:15 left on the clock. Your team has just gotten a touchback, so you got it at the 25-yard line. Your team has two timeouts left in the game. So you got the two-minute warning to play with. And you only have two timeouts, and your team needs to get a touchdown. I'm going to give you two groups of quarterbacks, and we will see which one of those that you would take. Hit me with some music. Let's start with the first group. So, again, the scenario, it's 2:15 left in the game. Two-minute warning is still available, and you got two timeouts. You got to go down the field. All right, the first four I'm going to give you, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and Jared Goff. Which one of those quarterbacks are you taking to get your team down the field and in the end zone?
And are we taking them on their current team, current coach, current weaponry, or is it just all things are equal?
You know what? I'll let this be a dealer's choice. You pick.
Jared Goff. Ben Johnson is going to be a head coach one day in the NFL. He's the offensive coordinator for the Lions. He's very, very good at his job. Jared Goff has the best pedigree of anyone in that group, and he might have the best weaponry of anyone in that group when healthy. Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, probably should have been to a second, and is currently quarterbacking the best team in the NFC. I don't want to hear it about the Vikings. I will take Jared Goff, especially if you're adding coach and weaponry into the equation, because I think Brock Purdy is a coach creation, but he probably comes in second. Jordan Love, I'm on the fence about Jordan Love. I think he's good, but let's just see. And you say Jalen Hurts? He and his coach are fighting, so no thanks. I would take Jared Goff in that situation.
Is there anything that you think that Brock Purdy could do to remove the label of being a coach creation? He's played really well so far this season. He played really well last season. This Niners team is not 100% healthy. You haven't had Christian McCaffrey at any point this season. Brandon Ayuk missed all of offseason. This is not an ideal situation. Did you know right now that Juwan Jennings is the number one wide receiver in terms of yards on this team? So this is a different San Francisco 49ers team, and I would say Purdy is still playing pretty well. Is there anything Brock Purdy can do in your eyes to remove the product of the system label for you, or is that ship just sailed at this point?
He's got to do some winning with that. Once he gets the contract, I'll open it up. But right now,
because really quickly, I would say I think it's a little bit unfair that we are putting so much on Jared Goff when Jared Goff has looked good with Sean McVay And true. He also has looked good with Ben Johnson, who we think is one of the five best offensive coordinators in the league. And the Lions have given Jared Goff everything. They've given him two capable running backs. They've given him great weapons on the outside, a top five tight end in the league, and maybe the best offensive line in the league. Jared Goff is not doing this by himself. He, I would say at this point, has more help than Brock Purdy does.
I would say that's probably fair, but I want to see it without the contract, because I know Mahomes has bucked the trend. But the trend in the NFL is the most valuable commodity is a rookie contract quarterback. Brock Purdy's is even cheaper than a regular rookie contract quarterback. So they have been able to extend Ayuk. They've been able to give Christian McCaffrey a boatload of money. They've been able to give money to Trent Williams. They've been able to give money to this, that, and the other person. I think when the bill comes due on Purdy, and we heard Danny Parkin say things going to get $60 million. If he keeps winning, I'll be more open to it. But I need to see it without. Also, I know his numbers are good this year. But with those injuries and those weaponry downgrades, the Niners are a team that you were opening the show today questioning if they're a playoff team
or not.
I'm not
100% certain.
So if that's the case, you're going to trust their quarterback to go down the field and get the win? No, Jared Goff.
Yeah, I think that Goff is the right answer here. I'm higher on Purdy than you are. I mean, Jalen Hurts, I mean, let's just call it. He's been bad since the Super Bowl. He has not been good. He's not one of the five best quarterbacks to me right now in the NFC. He looks like a completely different person, and I'm with you. At some point, him and Nick Sirianni are going to have a divorce, and you got to try to turn his career around. So I would pick Goff in this scenario, but again, I'm not as down on Purdy as you are. I think we're starting to use the well when they get paid thing as a little bit of a crutch in the league. Almost everybody has gotten paid now in the league. What good quarterback hasn't been paid now in the National Football League? That's just kind of the era that we're in. Like, we are 12 months away from every good quarterback being paid in the league. Stroud's about to get paid here in a couple years. Purdy's about to get paid. All of these quarterbacks are dealing with the same limitations and the same salary cap. I think that's a little bit unfair to him. All right, let me give you another group. Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, and Dak Prescott. Which one of them do you trust to take you down the field, down four, 2:15 left on the clock, and two timeouts?
That one's tougher. I think Stafford's the most physically talented of anyone in that group. But I think I'm going to take Baker. There's just something about Baker in Tampa Bay that's different. He's got a little moxie. He's got the best weaponry of anyone in that grouping. He has won in the playoffs before. I think Stafford's the most talented, but I lean Baker. It's like a 1A, 1B, Baker and Stafford. And then it's, I think they're a tied for last. Kirk Cousins, if the game is on national television, will wilt. And boy, ever since Dak Prescott got that fat contract on the Saturday before the season, has he done anything impressive. Now, that's a very small sample size, but he looks like whoops-a-doodle for the contract fast.
I would take Baker Mayfield right now. Do you know what Baker's done since he has been a starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
He's been really good down there.
He's been strong. He's completing 66% of his passes, so this is the highest completion percentage he's ever had. He also has 43 touchdown passes and 15 interceptions in his 23 starts as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. Now, his numbers are not better than what Kirk Cousins has been when he's been healthy. His number is not as good as Dak Prescott. There's something about Baker and that team. They've got capable weapons on the outside with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. They got a good tight end. That Cade Otton kid, I actually think, is a pretty decent tight end. They run the football effectively. They got a couple of different options. I actually think Tampa Bay is going to win that division. I think they're the best team in that division. Out of all those teams, I actually think that they're like a real dark horse. They can get hot, and maybe they find themselves in the Super Bowl. I like Tampa Bay, so I'm going to take Goff in Category A. I'm also going to take Baker Mayfield in the second one. Dak, now, I think the Cowboys have a bunch of problems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.